I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All this week, our Across Women's Lives team is reporting from South Africa, where the HIV epidemic rages on. Over 7 million adults are infected, and young women are twice as likely as men their age to get the virus. One of the reasons for that is what South Africans call blesser culture, young women having sexual relationships with older men in exchange for money and gifts. Here's The World's Jasmine Garis from our Women's Lives team in Johannesburg with more on that.
We have this occurrence of the thing called a blesser in South Africa.
Blessers at the it thing, you know. This hashtag started being noticed on Instagram, and it was hashtag blessed.
You've got young women who, they want the nice things, so they look for what's called in this country a blesser.
So a blesser is kind of like a sugar daddy. It's a guy who's older, who has girlfriends who he lavishes with gifts in exchange for sex and companionship. And yeah, this kind of exists everywhere in the world. But here's what's different. 20% of the adult population in this country has HIV. New infections are mostly in girls and young women. And there's a lot of evidence that they're getting infected by older men. I decided to find out about this for myself. So how hard was it to find a blesser? Not hard at all.
When I bless you, you need to bless me back too.
This is Serge Kabangi. He's a local celebrity here. He flaunts the fact that he's a blesser on TV, newspapers, social media. He says he has 10 or 11 girlfriends at a time. And here he is on an episode of MTV South Africa.
I show you the kingdom. You understand? You need to show me the heaven too.
We reached out to Serge and he responded right away. He invited me to this exclusive, secluded hotel one night to talk.
Serge, nice to meet you.
He's a short, wiry man in his mid-40s. He shows up wearing jeans, a leather jacket, and gold-encrusted Versace running shoes. They cost him $1,500. I know that because he told me. In fact, throughout the night, he lists the price tag on a lot of things he owns. We sit at the bar and start talking.
I can't just go date any ugly girl. I need a hot girl.
Okay. I have to warn you. Throughout the rest of the night, Serge said some stuff about women that made me really uncomfortable.
I'm sure you understand when I use those words of hot. It means a girl who have hips.
To his credit, Serge was really honest about who he is and what he expects from women.
Give me attention. Show me you are the person that I want.
And what he gives in return depends on the girl. He says there are different levels.
Level one is students. People are studying, this young one.
He buys the college students' cell phone data and gives them pocket money. Serge's levels go up to number 5. If you're a 5, you might get to go to Paris.
For you to reach that level, really, you need to do a lot on that level. You need to prove yourself.
So suppose you're a student and you really need that money. Or maybe you really like nice things you couldn't afford growing up. This guy comes along and offers it all to you. Are you really in a position to ask him to wear a condom? Serge says yes, and he tells me he gets tested for HIV often.
I do it a couple of times. I'm free, you know. I protect myself.
Listen, he tells me, I'm a really decent guy, and I'm being honest about what I want.
Amen. From Monday to Friday, he cannot be eating chicken from Monday to Friday.
Yes, he just referred to women as chicken. As he says this, one of his girlfriends is sitting right next to us, listening. How is 26? She asked that we don't use her last name. She tells me she met Serge a year ago at a bar.
A waiter came to me and said somebody wanted to buy me champagne. So it's like a glass of champagne, and then like, no, he actually says you can order as much as you want.
Rao is statuesque, gorgeous. When Serge steps away to chat with his friends, she and I get to talk a little.
Behind closed doors, we laugh, we dance, he cracks jokes. People don't believe that he does, but he does do that, you know?
I ask her how the financial arrangement works.
If I had to see something that I like right now, I would call him and say, hey, I'm at a certain place. Please help me out. I have to buy certain things, makeup, whatever. Please help me out. And he would.
Rao is soft-spoken, but she does want to clarify that she practices safe sex.
We have to to use protection.
It's getting late, and Serge wants to go to a nightclub. You should come, he says, but we politely decline. Before we part ways, I ask Rao one last thing I'm curious about.
Are you in love?
Here's the thing, he makes me happy. I don't really know how to say I'm in love or what, but I do care a lot about him.
The blessee and the blesser, an older man showering a younger woman with gifts in exchange for sex, a trend that's widespread in South Africa. Jasmine Garz is with me to talk more about that story. So, Jasmine, how worried are the healthcare workers in South Africa by the whole blessing trend?
Quite worried, quite worried. I mean, there's ample evidence that the reason young girls are getting infected so much is because of older men. I spoke to sex therapist Marlene Wasserman.
These blessers are, you know, high-risk men, because these are men who are probably married and they've got multiple partners. You know, young girls are young girls, and now today with social media, they want to be Kim Kardashian.
Wow, that's an interesting connection.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely the idea that this comes from this conspicuous consumerist Western culture and is really fueled by social media. You know, you show off all the lavish gifts that this guy gives you.
I could hear in your story, Jasmine, that you struggled a lot with your feelings about this couple, Serge, and Hao.
I did. I did struggle with how I felt about it. I really liked Hao. She's smart. She's funny. She's really charismatic. And she seems like she's in control of this situation. It seems like they are two consenting adults who have an agreement and who are safe about it. And you know, I talked to an anthropology student about this. Her name is Lebo Masango, and she studies blesser culture. I asked her straight up, is this exploitation or is it women's empowerment?
They understand the risk of HIV. They understand the risk of multiple concurrent partnerships. But like there's this post-feminist sensibility that's beginning to be entrenched, especially in young women of the middle class, where they're choosing to do this even against all of the other, you know, stigmas that exist around it.
So, Jasmine, you've been working on this story for a while now. Did you kind of arrive at any kind of conclusion?
Sure. I think there's a bigger issue here than the relationship that Hao and Serge have. And I think the bigger issue is that there are thousands of girls in this country who are following this arrangement, and they're not in the same position as Hao and Serge. They are in a position in that they need the money. They need the money for books. They need the money for food. And that is not a position of power. It comes down to power. And if a guy is paying your bills, do you really have the power to say, listen, there's an epidemic out there. I need you to put on a condom?
Jasmine Garz, a reporter for our Across Women's Lives series. All this week, she's been bringing us stories from South Africa, from the front lines of the HIV epidemic. Jasmine, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.